BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Neil, I'm 28, and I'm from London. You might not know this, but I swept Martin Clune's chimney. Is that one? Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Scott.
Which one's Martin Clunes again?
He was the one in Behaving Badly. It was in that show where he's a doctor.
Doc Martin?
Yeah.
All the greats. Oh, yes, I know the one. I'm just Googling.
Neil, Chris doesn't know any actors or actresses ever.
Right.
He literally doesn't know any.
No, I recognise this one.
Oh, yeah, but you recognise him now, but you couldn't tell me who he was before.
Surely he's in Men Behaving Badly, being such a lad.
Yes, of course.
He was at an art gallery with Misha Barton the other day and didn't know who that was. Anyway, so are you a chimney sweep for a living?
No, it was when I was younger. My dad was a chimney sweep, and he took me along to Martin Clune's house, and I helped sweep his chimney.
So was this around the time when children used to go up the chimney?
No, my dad didn't take me to put me up the chimney. It was all done with brushes and stuff like that.
Go on, son, get up there. It wasn't like that.
Yeah, no. Nothing like that.
The way I'm seeing this is very much like Mary Poppins.
No, there wasn't any sort of singing or...
You didn't even once feel like breaking into Chim Chimney?
No, definitely not.
Disappointed.
I think I would.
I definitely would.
If I was cleaning a chimney, I would be singing Chim Chimney whilst I did it.
Yeah, it's definitely not as glamorous as the Dick Van Dyke version.
Let's be honest, Clunes would be singing that as well.
Yes.
The jazz hands would be a-flying.
We did also end up helping him push his VW camper down the road.
Is that one?
No.
Why?
Because it wouldn't start, so we had to jump start it for him.
That's not your job. You were there to clean the chimney.
Yeah, but it's Martin Clunes.
True. And have you and Martin kept in touch over the years?
No. Oh. No, definitely not.
You helped him push his camper van?
Yeah.
Did you have a little look around his house?
It was like an old vicarage down in the country.
I can imagine him in a vicarage, yes.
Yeah, and it was very nice.
Like in Doc Martin a bit?
Yeah, I haven't really ever seen that. But it did make me think he's just like from Men Behaving Badly, because when we were... there was loads of beer in the camper van.
Any nudie portraits on the wall?
No.
Any pictures of himself?
There was pictures of him at Neil Morrissey's wedding.
Hang on a second, I just realised what you said. Why would he have nudie portraits of himself? It's Martin Clunes.
I don't know, I like the idea with celebrities that they've got naked pictures of themselves up on the wall.
It's not the Hoff.
There's certain celebrities I can imagine it with. Like, I imagine Vanessa Feltz is a large picture of herself in the nude.
Actually, I imagine that.
On the wall.
Who else?
It's a tricky one, this, isn't it?
Well, he's not really a celebrity, I guess, because made up, but Keith Lemon definitely would.
Oh, yeah. Alan Titchmarsh would.
Titchmarsh definitely would.
Yes, definitely. Probably just naked, but with a pair of, like, garden shears.
Yeah.
Nick Knowles definitely would.
Yes, that's a great, great shout.
It would be him holding that fur coat open. That faux fur coat that he's got. Gross. But no nudie shots of Martin Clunes in his house.
We didn't go upstairs, so there could have been lots up there.
That's probably where they were, yeah.
Christine Hamilton. The
definitely.
Hamiltons, like, they'd have one. Like a couple one.
Yeah, they definitely have that.
Like a glamour photo shoot.
Yeah, big old nude on the wall.
Yeah, she'd have like a feather boa.
Yeah, she would. You know that.
And it would be sort of one of those photos that you did before where all the lighting's sort of done and it's touched up in a weird way.
Yeah, and soft focus.
Yeah.
Well, Neil, thank you very much for that insight into Martin Clune's house.
Not a problem.
And Martin, if you're listening, which I know he does a lot, it's him, it's the one that...
Came up your... No, went up the chimney.
It's the one that went up the chimney.
Not quite, but...
Martin, it's him, it's the one that went up your chimney and helped push the VW camper van full of beer. It's him. He's grown. Good to speak to you, Neil.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for being on, love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, you know that cafe around the corner? The Scandinavian one?
Yes.
Have you been in there?
Yeah, is that the one that... Don't they sell something called Plop?
They do. They do sell sweets called Plop. Do you remember I bought some back a while ago? It's very nice in there, and I've never been to Sweden, but I'm really hoping that that's what it's like. I went in there the other day, and it just makes you feel good. First thing in the morning, this lady was like, "Hey, beautiful, what can I get you?" They're quite over-familiar in there, but right. I like it. I obviously looked behind me and was like, "Oh, she's talking to me. Oh, a latte, please." But very friendly. And very clean. I imagine it to be Sweden to be a mix between that cafe and IKEA.
Yes.
Lots of wood surfaces, lots of very pretty people. That's what I'm saying that Sweden is going to be like.
And that's what it's like in this cafe.
Yeah. And you know, everywhere you get a loyalty card now for everything.
Yeah.
Every shop. So, in there, they have one, you know, where you get the stamps and then eventually you get a free coffee. Except it's not just an extra coffee you get when you go in there. Remember how I said they were overfamiliar?
That sounds dodgy.
This really freaked me out the other day. So I've got my stamps. She goes, "Oh, your final stamp." Stamp. Comes around and gives me a massive hug.
No way.
When you get that final stamp, you get a Scandinavian hug. That's not one.
Really?
That's just a normal hug. Nothing untoward.
You've not told me about this. This is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get a free coffee as well, or just the hug?
No, you get a coffee as well as a hug, but I think that's brilliant.
Oh my God, I really want to try this.
Yeah, yeah, try it later. Isn't that good?
It'd be awkward, though, if I get to the end and it was only you got a hug, because they're just flirting with you.
And also, I know a company that is right opposite it that sent out their work experience guy the other day, knowing that he was about to have a full a full load of stamps, and he properly freaked out. He's like, "Ah, why are they touching me?"
Because I really want to try this.
You're not expecting it. It's quite full on. The Scott Mills Daily. I didn't tell you about this yesterday, did I? You know, I used to be scared of flying, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
Because I think I trained myself out of it. Something I'm also, well, also was previously scared of, and if something goes wrong, I would still freak out. Lifts. I get in lifts all the time, but if anything went slightly wrong, then I would probably cry like a baby or scream.
Really? I didn't know you had this with lifts.
Yeah, like lifts used to really stress me out. But then obviously you think to yourself, well, I'm going to have to get in a few more. So just man up, Mills. Now, the last time that a lift scared me was about a year ago when I ended up getting stuck in a lift with Ollie Murs and Laura off of Greg James's show on the way up to Craig David's flat.
Yeah.
When we were doing the desert trek and we were all going around to watch it at Craig David's house.
There's a fair few clangs there, but...
Sorry, yeah, but the lift... That's what do you want to say? This is what happened.
Sort of clang, clang, well, clang.
All right, shall I just change the names then?
No,
okay, I was in a lift with Bob and his friend Maureen and we were on the way up to Mavis's flat.
Right.
That's not a code name for Craig David, by the way.
Is that what he checks into hotels
at? No, he's not called Mavis.
Yeah.
Right. That's what happened. I'm just telling you the story. Okay, what do we need to do, right? Sorry if it was a clang. Then yesterday, I'm in a lift in like a really big office building. One of those lifts that stops on every floor. But I'm the only person in it. I get in, press, I'm going to floor 6, I think it is. The doors close, and the voice, like a computerized voice, goes, "Please stay calm. Help is coming."
Oh, wow.
"Please stay calm. Help is coming." Now, I haven't moved anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I don't need help. You're stressing me out. "Please stay calm. Help is coming." Help never came. It took me to the 6th floor. But stress. And today, I haven't gotten any lifts because of it. Because of the "please stay calm, help is coming."
Yeah.
It just takes me right back, you know? The Scott Mills Daily. Now, yesterday, we played you this song. So be quick, do the trick. There's no time for lazy shtick. Now get to it and do it, Professor Green. That's now Professor Green there. Do it, Professor Green. And that was a song from his Jewish children's album. Because what we thought it must be him, because it says underneath that track when you download it, other songs by this artist you might like include this. Family is something that you've never been to me. In fact, making it harder for me to see. And this is Professor Green. So why would this not be? So be quick, do the trick. There's no time for lazy shtick. Now get to it and do it, Professor Green. Sadly,
it does sound a bit like him.
It's not him. It turns out it's not the same one. So apologies to our Professor Green that we play on Radio 1 a lot. And I'm so sorry for the hundreds of tweets you got yesterday from people saying, "Love your earlier Jewish album," because it's not him. But you can see how you get confused, because you go to Professor Green on your you know, wherever you get your music from.
Yeah, and that comes up.
And that comes up, and then all the other songs by the actual Professor Green. So it's easy to get confused. Well, I've got some other songs here by people who have the same name as some very famous artists that you all love. And loads of people must buy these by mistake. Because these are songs, you know, you look up your favourite artist, you see a song, you're like, oh, I've never heard of that one. You go get it, you spend your 79p, doesn't sound like them at all. Just someone else with the same name.
Yeah.
So I've kind of made this into a little impromptu game. Play along if you
wicked.
Want. 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. Tell me who it is, and they've got the same name as a very famous singer or band. All right? So here's your first one. 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right. Who is this?
It was beautiful. Night she.
You may already have this in collection because you downloaded it by mistake.
Look, see.
Thinking it was the artist you liked. Not.
Endless colored waves.
Who's this?
Go play the game.
10 points in it for you.
From the morning.
Oh,
that track is called Kenneth.
Right, so I need to think of. See, it sounds a bit like. I'm going to go James Blunt.
No, you see, you're not playing this right.
But
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But you need to think someone completely different, just for happens to have the same name.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Carly Rae Jepsen.
What? It's a man.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a man.
I'm going to go...
You're so rubbish at coming up with answers. I'll say Mark Wright.
Go on. Can I have that?
No.
No, not a pop star.
Singer, bloke.
Right, a male singer.
Who is this? Come
Example.
On.
Example.
Right, thank you for your answer. Kenneth, that song, was actually by... Drake. Other songs by this artist you might like include this. Crew Love. If you look up Drake, that song is in there.
No
and
way.
Loads of Drake fans must have that song, this one.
Actually, I can hear. Are you sure that's not...
No, really not the same one. You've probably got that if you're a Drake fan, because you look him up, all the Drake songs are on there, and then one called Kenneth, also by Drake. Right, next one. Who is this with the very, very same name as someone very famous?
Je vois tes longs cheveux qui flottent sur ton cou et l'armée te volera.
I'm gonna go Pink.
Pink!
Yeah.
Alright then, Chris. Other songs by this artist you might like include. We could
have had it back. Oh,
that was Adele with her song Je Peux Parfois. Now, I'm not being funny. How many records has Adele sold? So many people will have Je Peux Parfois by mistake. Another one?
Go on, then.
Who is this? This is Italian power metal. Not the name of the band.
Well, we're looking for a group, aren't we?
Not necessarily.
I'm going to go One Direction.
Good answer. Other songs by this artist you might like include... Yeah. Labyrinth, yes, are also an Italian metal group. A lot of people had that one by mistake as well. Unfortunately.
It's very different.
Isn't it? You don't expect that. Well, where's Earthquake? And who's this?
si yo lo que quiero es compartir contigo un rato. No te cohibas que se nos acaba la noche. Porque te demoras. Sé que quieres. Se te nota.
This is off cassette.
I'm going to go Calvin Harris.
This is Por Que Tu Demoras. Other songs by this artist you might like include... Plan B are actually two Puerto Rican cousins called Chenko and Moldy. They're off of Puerto Rico. A lot of the listeners will also have that song by Plan B that they weren't expecting. Can you imagine if you try and download the new Plan B stuff and this comes up?
Yeah, or if you're like on shuffle on your... So you've got the album on and all of a sudden it's like, hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Right, no points there for you.
Oh, rubbish.
But let us know, maybe you already have one of those in your collection and that's how you knew. Let me know if you did well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cade's been on saying that they got the Adele one right because downloaded it by mistake whilst looking for some new Adele stuff and just got the French one. Paid 99p for it too. So well done. At least you got 10 Scott Mills points there. Also, what was the name of that person that cheated? I'm just trying to find your name. Adrian, that's you. He may have done very well on that last game because he used a popular app that rhymes with Bazam.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, that is not allowed. That's cheating. And I am officially taking all of the Scott Mills points and confiscating them from you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Tim, who's just come back from Newquay and had a henna tattoo of the Radio 1 logo. I quite like that. And I'm glad that it was henna because as cool as the Radio 1 logo is, when you're telling your grandchildren when you're like 70, probably not as good.
I did have a little think about that, though.
What, about getting the Radio 1 tattoo on you?
Yeah.
Are you actually serious?
Well, it's just been a good time in my life.
Where would you have it?
Well, I don't know.
Are we talking henna or no, permanent?
Well, before we get too deep into this idea, it was only an idea I flirted with, and I wouldn't advise it.
And where were you having it?
It was quite late one night.
Oh, good.
But it's fine.
Not on that?
No. God, no.
Oh, right, on one of them.
Maybe.
Okay, good. Right, I know now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris. Team GB are flying. Who do we give the new depends to today?
Well, if we're going to give away for all medals, gold has gone to Granger and Watkins. Bronze today to Nash and Satch.
Is that one?
No, it's a real one. In the men's pair.
Uh-huh.
I'm only quoting the BBC Sport website.
This is like something someone's texted in. What's yeah. a men's pair?
I think it's rowing. Is it rowing?
Yeah.
Men's pair?
Is that off of Coxless Pairs?
Yeah. Well, Nash and Satch.
Well done to them.
So well done them.
And new depend on the way to you?
Well, if we're going to do for bronze as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
Up to you.
Because we're doing so well. I'm really pleased.
And also well done to Alan Campbell. He's got a bronze.
And you've got a tip and strip coming to you soon, Alan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Where are we now? Where's Team GB in the medal table?
We're doing really well. We're fourth.
See? Is it a coincidence, do you think, that when we first said that we would send out nudie pens to anyone from Team GB that got a medal, that now we're fourth place?
I think it can't be a coincidence.
I think that may have been an extra incentive.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm sorry, everybody, but women's judo is my absolute favourite. I know I said that the table tennis was good. I even got into the handball. But the judo is something else. Look at her! You wouldn't mess. If you're watching the judo at the moment on the BBC, that they're just in a headlock on top of each other.
It's like so your good. Alternative commentary.
See, this would be brilliant on the red button. Me commentating on judo on the red button. Say it can happen. Look, I'm just going, I think my I'm, God, look at her.
I think this might be my 40. I might take this up in time for Rio.
Hi, Becky. Yeah, Becky's saying she's going to train up for Rio in 4 years' time.
Because it can be done, because the girl who won the Olympic medal in the rowing had only been doing it a few years, so... Yeah.
You need to get your hair in a ponytail.
I'm of the right build.
No.
I'm quite strong.
You are quite strong. You could easily have him.
Right.
You can't do... It's not men on women, though, is it?
No. I could practice with Chris until I'm good and then go to the competition.
Go on, get him now.
We sat down.
Well, get on the floor.
Well, if I just sit on him, he's not going to be able to go anywhere. Whoa, see?
Right, see?
I'll put my hands...
In training already.
You can't touch me because I'm a girl. I'll have you.
Becky really thinks she could do this in 4 years' time.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky has joined us for a spot of Oh, What's Occurring? Hello.
Hello. Why is Chris wearing the ridiculous sunglasses today, please, which aren't sunglasses?
They're cheap sunglasses with the lenses popped out, so they're just the rims, just
and
the frames.
Why is he...
Because he's now a London It boy. You've not heard about this?
No.
Yeah, he's mixing with all that lot now, that crew.
What? Who's in the crew?
Oh, you know, like...
Misha Barton,
Makita Oliver...
All the greats.
Some T4 presenters I've never heard of. He's in that crew now. So he's hanging out in, like, all them trendy bars. He went to an art gallery the other night, and David Guetta was DJing.
And they've told him to wear... glassless glasses.
He thinks that's what people in East London wear, so that's what he's wearing now, because he's a hipster.
Do I look cool?
No, you just look like someone whose lenses have fallen out.
The days of Oceana and...
You actually look like an 80s TV presenter called Timmy Mallett.
The days of Oceanas and Misty Moons in Northwood are over. He's a hipster, that's why. There's your answer. Okay, Oh, What's Occurring is once again Olympic themed.
Ow! What's occurring?
So, Smooth Talking Dan is here. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Let's play Real Olympic Sport or Not. Could you ever win an Olympic medal in one of these sports? 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right. Keep your own scores because I can't be bothered.
Oh, right. I was going to say, can you make sure you don't just tick,
keep
do
your
tick
own,
and cross?
And I'll trust you. Same as I trust the listeners with awarding themselves points.
Okay.
So, these are the modern Olympics, obviously. First one.
Motorboating.
Motorboating.
That's
that
not one.
Olympic sport or not?
No. Brilliant, but no.
What are you saying, Becky?
You
must know.
No, I didn't know it was one. No, I'm going to say no. No.
The answer is it's real.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, motorboating was one of the most well-attended events of the whole 1908 London Games.
It's not
actual one. Yeah. Next.
Club swinging.
That's club swinging. Real Olympic sport or not?
No.
I'm not so sure now. If there was a yes, I'm going to go real.
It is real.
Yeah.
Part of the St. Louis 1904 games in the gymnastics competition. Club swinging. It's changed, isn't it? What's that thing on now where the horses are sideways?
That dressage?
Right, thanks, Dan. That's weird, isn't
where it? Where the horses are sideways. It's just where the camera's positioned.
The horses seem to be walking sideways, and they're not even galloping, they're
like
walking.
They're moonwalking and sort of crossing
over. They're
doing
like Michael Jackson.
Like the footballer warm-up.
It's really weird. See, and then motorboating and club swinging, to me, that doesn't sound weird now. Mm. After seeing that. Next.
Cow tipping.
No.
Yeah,
no, because I would
be
know someone who'd done it if
you
it
would.
Was.
You would know a
being
gold
from Somerset
medal
and all, yes. One of my ancestors would have done that and we'd have a picture on the mantelpiece.
It's not real.
No.
And next.
Hairiest back.
Was hairiest back ever an Olympic sport?
No, surely not.
No.
No is right. Not real.
Okay. Oil and watercolours is next. Sorry, I took your job. Go on.
Oil and watercolours.
Thank you.
Yes. No, it's not a sport. No, no.
I'm going to go no.
And I thought you'd known this now. You're quite sort of arty in that. Because it was real.
Oh.
Contested between 1928 and 1948. Alfred Thompson of Great Britain was the last gold medal winner. And next.
Man versus horse.
Yes.
Was that ever an Olympic sport?
No.
I did man versus dog on the stairs of the train today and the dogs won. I got overtaken by two Labradors on the stairs of the train station.
You're not a man?
No, out of that whole story, is that the only thing you can pick up on? Not that there were, like, dogs, I was having a competition, just the fact that I'm not a man.
Dan...
Not real.
Okay. And next.
Tug of war.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yes, that's real.
You would have been excellent.
Can you not do it anymore then?
No.
Since when has it been off?
It was every Olympics from 1900 to 1920, and in 1908, the gold went to the City of London police team. You were born in the wrong generation, love.
Yeah, I was.
Because you were good at that.
And I'm not a man.
Would you say you were Olympic level at one point?
Yeah.
When was that?
I would have grown into Olympic level had I kept doing it.
You won all the medals in Somerset.
Yeah, I reckon late 90s I'd have been at county level at least.
And next,
town planning.
No, surely not.
Olympic sport or not?
No.
It was an Olympic sport.
Yes, contested at the 1948 London Games, where Lundgren won gold in the event for Finland.
So
town planning.
Did the Olympics not just used to be sport then? It used to be like whatever you wanted to
yeah,
do.
I think it was like you could bake cakes and stuff. It was like home economics was on back in the day. Like upside down apple pudding or whatever would get like gold. Things have changed. There we are. How many points did you get?
80.
And Chris?
Was it 10 points each?
Yeah.
20. I think.
It's out of 8, just say 80.
You didn't get 80.
I did.
You didn't.
Look,
though.
I counted my fingers.
Right, well, I trust you.
Good.
You didn't get 80, though.
If you're lying, he'll only be disappointed. He won't be angry.
Fess up.
Okay, 70.
That's still not right, though, is it?
No, I didn't get any points, but I thought it was worth a go.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.